KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for Humboldt Bay Watch, being brought to us by our good friends at Coquitat and Humboldt Bay Rowing Association. Joining me through the magic telephone, we've got Ryan over at the National Weather Service office on Woodley Island. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. Alrighty, so we've had a pretty nice summer. I guess one of the exciting things is that we've got a warmer ocean than normal. Is that right?
Yeah, well, it's been, for summer, it's definitely pretty warm, to be up near 60. Typically, the water temperatures are down in the lower 50s or near into the 40s. So,
yes.
So, yeah, we'll take upper 50s near 60 right now. Pretty unusual.
Now, that's not to say that all the rivers are warm, right?
Well, no. The Trinity still continues to run cold. It's right now, the sensors are showing about 50 degrees out there. So, you know, it continues cold. And, you know, even 60-degree water temperatures in our ocean is still cold if you were to go out there and not be prepared. So, you know, hey, it's nice and warm, but, yeah, it's all relative.
Okay, so I got a call from a listener who wanted to know if there has been any issues with any of the dangerous algae in any of the rivers. Have you heard any reports about that?
We have not here, but you know, we're not the ones that do those type of reports, so I'm not sure at this point. I do know the currents have definitely decreased. We are, you know, in the middle of summer now, so that starts to become a concern. And I've heard of, you know, the lagoons are looking a little algae-y, but I haven't heard anything that's you know, an actual report of whether that's a dangerous level at this point.
Okay, well, we'll keep our eye on that. Not 100% sure. So,
not 100% sure.
Temperatures on the coast have been pretty comfortable in the mid-60s, but it's been getting pretty hot inland, right?
Yeah, very typical 90 degree up to 100 degrees, even out into Trinity County. You know, it's great to go out there and be in that heat because we don't get to experience it very often. I just want to encourage everyone to remember how that heat can impact us, especially for those that are so used to our 60 degree temps. Because, you know, you need to stay hydrated. You know, we need to have that sunscreen on, and we really, really encourage people. And, you know, there's no question about it. Do not leave anyone in a car for any period of time. You know, either that goes for pets, that goes for kids, that goes for anyone that can't get out of the car in any way, because cars heat up so fast and it can get so dangerous within minutes.
That's true. We unfortunately hear about tragedies all the time with regard to that. You know, when it's cool outside, that's one thing, but when it's that hot, it heats up in, you know, like oven temperatures.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, and it doesn't take much. I mean, it can be 80 degrees in even in the upper 70s. Things can start getting dangerous. So once you're into the 90s and 100s, you can't mess with it at all. It will take only like 15 minutes.
And you mentioned hydration. This is an important thing, especially if you're playing in the water. You don't really think about it because you're playing in the water, but if it's that hot, you still get very dehydrated even if you're playing in the water. So just always remember to drink plenty of water, especially when you're out in the heat like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. All right, Ryan, I know you got a busy schedule there, so I will let you run. But thanks for getting us up to speed on the rivers, and we'll have to can you recommend where people can check with regard to the algae? Is there a place direction you could point us to, an agency or a website?
To be honest, I'd have to look that up, so I don't really know right now, but I can get it to you and then you can share that information out.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
All righty. That is Ryan there over at the National Weather Service office for Baywatch. Again, being kindly brought to us this morning by Coquitat and, of course, the Humboldt Bay Rowing Association. Thank you very much.